truly opinionated. We do it for the culture. A group of men.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the panel, episode 5, brought to you by the Top Podcast, Truly Opinionated People Podcast. And we got a great show for y'all tonight. I'm your girl, Crown Vic. To my left, I got
here. What it do, baby? It's your boy, Just Doug, in the building.
What's going on, family? It's your girl, Love, Jamie.
What's up with it? It's your boy, D. Carry, aka Carry These Nuts, aka I'm Dope as Fuck. What's up?
All right, we got a nice interview set up for y'all tonight. A special guest, Mr. Ron Timmons. Enrollment coordinator slash youth development specialist with Cresco Ray Richmond High School. Welcome to the show, sir. How you doing?
Doing well.
Great. Glad to have you. Sure. So we're just gonna hop straight into it. So to our understanding, you know, you are the enrollment coordinator and the youth development specialist with Cresco Ray High School. So can I just tell us a little bit more about Cresco Ray and more about your work profile and just some detailing for the work that you do there?
So Cresco Ray is a new private high school, Catholic private high school here in the city. Just opened up. This is our first year. Right now we only have ninth graders, but we're enrolling or looking out for current eighth graders to be our next class of freshmen. It's a school that's been around since like 1995. It started in Chicago. It was made for low to moderate income Spanish students. Okay. But now since it's opened up around Houston, LA, New York, Dallas, here in Richmond, we're opened the school for Black and Hispanic children. They're from low to moderate income.
That's great. So you did mention that it was a Catholic high school, and that was going to be my next question. You know, what is the meaning of Cresco Ray? And I wanted to know if it was religious. So is that like a Catholic term?
It is. So Cresco Ray is Spanish for Christ the King.
It was
used because when they opened up in Chicago for the Spanish students, didn't have access to equitable education. So a Jesuit priest from a Catholic church decided to open up Cristo Rey.
That's awesome. Christ the King. I like that. And it flows, you know, Cristo Rey, Christ the King.
Christ the King.
So with it being a Catholic school, is it considered like a private school or a preparatory school?
Yeah. So private school.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So we lean more so on donors and sponsors to give most of our money. We don't rely on the state or federal money.
Awesome. So there is a hefty tuition fee, or is it affordable?
It's affordable. So the price tag is $15,000, but parents are only responsible for 10% of that $15,000.
Okay.
And the reason being is because we have this amazing program that no private school has in the city. So basically our students are in school 4 days a week. One day a week, they're going out and working real jobs at like Dominion Energy, Markel, McGuire Woods, Richmond Symphony, Children's Museum, Bon Secours Hospital. And the work that they're doing at these places, they're paying for their tuition. So families may pay as little as $20 a month to as high as $200 a month for tuition compared to, you know, other private schools where you may pay $20,000,
$30,000 out of your pocket. You're paying weekly like $1,200 a week.
Yeah. And this is work experience.
Exactly. So it's preparing you not only for college, but after college,
a career. Real world.
Right, exactly. Right. Being able to be self-sufficient and providing for yourself.
Wow. That's awesome.
I did not expect to hear that. Yep. That's great. I love that.
What's the, I guess, the curriculum or the, like the vision or the, I guess, the mission statement for the school?
So our mission statement, since this is Catholic, is caring for the whole human being. So we're really taking a lot of time and being intentional with how we teach our students to care for not only themselves, but for everyone within the community, your mother, your father, your aunts, your uncles, and even those who aren't in your family, those you may not know. So, you know, we really teach the fact that, you know, caring for the whole community and providing for the whole community and the whole person.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah. We need a lot of people to do that anyway.
Yeah, we need more of that in the world. We really do. Okay, so I know this is a private school. It is religion-based. So, kind of speak on the admission requirements. Is there a certain criterion that you have to meet to become a student?
Definitely. So the application process is fairly simple. So basically, a student would go onto our webpage, www.cristorayrichmond.org. We have an apply now section. When you apply, you fill out some basic information about your current school, about your family. And then we have this thing called a request for records form, which goes to a school counselor. And when they give that form, the counselor will send us behavior, attendance, SOL scores, things like that. And then when we receive them, we invite students in for an interview. And then that interview process, we kind of get an in-depth look into who the student is, what their character is, what kind of personality they kind of have.
Yeah.
And then we figure out if our school is a good fit for the student. Because our school might not be a good fit for all students. If you're not interested in going to college or being in that corporate setting, then it's not for you. And there's a lot of options out here.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay. So you said corporate setting. Yeah. So speak on some of the jobs. I mean, if these kids, you know, work at Dominion Energy, are they doing administrative work or are they doing filing or something
like
that?
So freshman year is starting as a freshman. It's an entry level. So we want to start you off with doing like filing, answering the phones, greeting people, that real basic level basic things.
Right.
But as you move up junior, senior year, you're going to be at the table during like board meetings, going out into the field. They're having projects going on out in the community. You're going out and doing those things and interacting with different networks within Dominion Energy. Because a lot of people think Dominion Energy, okay, I'm going to be climbing a totem pole and putting up power lines.
No, it's way more paperwork.
Dominion has marketing. They have a lot of departments that they can get into and learn different things.
So like when they graduate, would they be considered for a job or?
So when they graduate, one, they're going to have an advanced diploma. Mm-hmm. Second, you spent 3 to 4 years with this one company. They know you. They've got to meet your family. They're probably coming to your graduation.
They built a relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So they're a part of your network now. So now when you go out into college, you have someone to rely on for after college. They may say, hey, come back.
Yeah.
Come back.
That's awesome. Right.
Come back. Yeah.
That's really dope.
Yeah. And another thing, so when students, if they work, so during the school year, the money they make is going straight towards tuition. But if they do a great job and the supervisor says, you know what, come back during summer vacation, come back during winter break,
that money they make
is going in their pocket. And they're making entry level money, like a 25, a college graduate level money.
They're making at least about $20,000 a year, something like that.
Easy.
Oh, man.
Why are you still in school?
I like that. That's dope.
So I guess another quick question. So right now you're just accepting for ninth graders.
Yeah.
But are you eventually going to try to do like 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th or how?
We've been thinking about as far as, you know, will we accept transfer students? Because, you know, it just depends. If you're transferring from another Cristo Rey around America, then it's a lot easier because the curriculum was the same. But if you're coming from a public school where the grade may be different, this can be kind of harder. But we're thinking about it. And I think by next year, we will be accepting transfer 10th graders. But right now it's always going to be 8th graders to be our next 9th graders. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So I know you said the school was built, well, not built, but maybe intended for Hispanic and African American students. Mm-hmm. So I guess we really don't have to talk much about the demographics, but between the Hispanic and the African American children, whom are the minorities and whom are the majorities?
So right now we have, I want to say it's 60-40. 60 being Hispanic, 40 being African American population.
Wow.
So, which I mean, in Richmond is growing. The Hispanic population is growing in the city, definitely within the South Side.
That's a fact. Yeah. That's
and another fact. Thing is that we're finding that in the Spanish community, education is being pushed a lot harder than within the African American community. Which I mean, it's sad to say that, but it's the truth. A lot of times in the Spanish community, they're like they want their child to receive all the best things, and some of what we're finding in the African American community is that we're sharing the thing of like, you know, just do what you have to do to, you know, continue to get by.
So try to graduate.
It's like a survival mode.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is basically what our culture has been built on is survival.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I can get that.
So why not come to our school and get equipped
with everything you're going to need? Because you're going to need those tools regardless.
Exactly.
Like, regular high school, we don't really teach all that.
Nope. Do you ever, I guess, come across any Hispanic students who don't know English?
Yes. So we had two students who actually just came to the States from Colombia and Nicaragua. And they have no basic English. Mm-hmm. And at first we were kind of questioned on if, you know, would they be able to make it here at the school? But we provided services, you know, ESL and things like that. And they've excelled. I mean, they've excelled at that. Okay. So,
So do you have any like success stories or any students from being at the school now? Like anything that?
Oh yeah. I mean, we've taken students who, if you look at their grades from like 6th, 7th, and 8th, F's, D's, got in fights, suspended, expelled, and none of that's happening now. Mm. None of that's happening. And then we'll be proud to say once they graduate, I think it's about 30 or 40% of our students will be first time graduates within their family.
That's huge.
So that'll be one thing we can be proud of, you know, 4 years from now.
Okay. Is that more, excuse me, is that more because like you guys are more hands-on, do you think? Or because like what's the, like what y'all doing sounds way different than schools, just regular schools. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, that's true. I talk to a lot of people and they say like, you know, we set a high expectation. Mm-hmm. Like we're not falling back from that. Like the expectation is set high and you're either going to meet it or you're going to excel. Okay. We're not going to allow you just to kind of just.
I get, like get how you said that. You're going to meet it or excel.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
No room for
it.
No room.
I like that. I like that.
And that's because too, you know the potential. You know that they're able to achieve
exactly
that standard.
And we're talking about children.
Right.
Like, their minds haven't developed. And exactly. A lot of people just say, oh, well, that's a bad kid. Let's forget about them. But you have, if you instill everything within this child, they can do amazing things.
Yeah. Right. Train up a child.
Yeah,
train up a child as they should.
They want to.
So what are some of the things that you do to kind of get the kids to trust you?
That's a good question. I think just being relatable, you know, talking about things that they have going on, talking about the using their language, using, you know, talking about certain music or foods or, you know, just saying, how you doing today? Like, what's going on? Yeah. How are you feeling? Like, how's school, but what's going on outside of school?
Right, right. Getting connecting. To know them as an individual. I think that's very important, especially with young adults. They just want someone to understand.
That's it.
That's all they want.
Listen.
So have you always wanted to work with the youth? So that's always been something you knew that you wanted to do? Or?
I won't say it was something I knew I wanted to do. I feel like it was more so like a pulling of the spirit. Like I never really grew up and said, oh, I want to work with children. But I think as I was getting older, I was doing like camp counseling for like Rexham Park and working at different summer camps and things like that. So it was like spirit kind of just brought me to different spaces working with youth.
Right.
But it was never like, oh, I aspire to be a youth specialist.
Yeah, it's kind of brought you.
Yeah.
So do you like your job? Do you enjoy what you do?
Love my job.
Awesome.
Love my job. I've done marketing. I've done workforce development. I've done youth ministry, but being in the school and not necessarily in the classroom, but just being a part of the administration and being able to be there, like day to day workings of things. I love my job.
That's awesome. Not too many people can say that. That's a blessing. You can say you love your job.
Yeah. It's not really a job.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
It's just
right.
It's something that you do. It's like you say, it's your purpose. It could be part of your purpose.
And the good thing is you're affecting a young person's life that can go so far. Like how you said, a lot of them may not have, nobody else in their family has graduated, but they're that first one. It's showing their younger siblings or cousins that this is possible.
They set the standard.
That for sure.
Exactly.
That's great. So what is your take on the younger generation today? Like, what do you think they may be lacking or something that you think, even a Cresco Ray education that you think could benefit them over public education? But what is your take on the youth today?
I think we sleep on what they can provide. We're kind of very judgmental and very critical of them.
Mm.
But I think they may have more knowledge and access to things than we do.
Exactly.
And you know, so I'm not going to be critical. I think that the youth right now, they have all the power. Like they're going to be the ones that we're going to be needing for, you know, all the services
the
and things
15,
like that. They're
going to
be
running things.
So I think the generation now, like granted, you know, social media is kind of distracting them in some ways, but I think they really have a lot of the power to be able to create a path for the future, for real, honestly.
So I like that right there. We got to clap on that one.
Can't be critical on
I like that. Got to clap on that one.
So when speaking on social media, are they allowed to be on their phones while they're in school? Or
good
how
question.
That
good question. So we have a strict cell phone policy is that when you come into the school, put your cell phone in your locker. Okay. We have breaks throughout the day, like 7-minute breaks. Mm-hmm. Every two classes, it's a break. You could check your phone, you know, see if your mom or somebody texted you or called. We also let parents know that, you know, call the school. If there's something that you need from your child, it's an emergency,
call
the school. We're going to give you access to your child. We're not going to, you know.
So. I think that may be a huge distraction now is just the cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
They cannot have them in class, but as soon as they get in the hallways, I'm sure social media, you know, texting, whatever.
But I think that's nice, the breaks to allow, because that's the first thing that most people say, well, what if my mom calls me?
Right.
You know, I need to contact my child. So that's that.
Within that 7-minute break, are they supposed to be hustling to class? Because remember, we had some breaks in high school too, but in that time frame, you're getting your books for your next course and you're going to that class. Yeah. Well, no time to check a phone.
Yeah, you'll
for
see
real.
the serious students kind of like, they use that time to go like, so we call them office hours. Like you kind of get in college to go speak to your professor about maybe work that you didn't like do or things
something
you need to make up on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that time is really meant for that. But of course, you have some of the students that are like very serious about that. And then you have some students who are like, you know, I'm going to kick it during this time, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
We're not going to. This is your break.
Right. I like that.
This is your break. I like that. Use it wisely.
So do, because I know, you know, in public education, you'll see a lot of students not getting along mm-hmm. with each other. You'll see a lot of drama. Course, you'll see your course. You see your gangs. You'll see your posses and all that. Do y'all have it? I mean, yeah, that too, you know.
They got their phones out. That's why, though. They got their phones out, too.
Yeah, you know, public education is totally different.
Man.
But do you guys experience those same issues?
Of course. I mean, everyone's going to have their different groups. And, you know, we definitely see the Spanish students hanging with the Spanish students and the African American students hanging with the African American students. We try and really do a lot of like activities to kind of bring them together.
Yeah.
But it's this same atmosphere within the public school, but the expectation piece when it's set so high, they know like, this is not the place where I fight at.
I don't have time to engage in this.
A lot of our students have learned how to like, you know, when they get frustrated, we allow them to get up, lead the class, you know, get yourself, you know, together and then come back in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Do y'all have like guidance counselors and everything set up?
Yep. So we have one guidance and one like social worker who really like goes deep with them. Oh, like, wow. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Another question. I'm not trying to make too many questions, but so, I, you know, nowadays a lot of stuff is on mental health as well.
Yeah.
So do you see anything with the school, like with the students, like dealing with anything like that? And if so, I guess, is that just the guidance counselor that helps them or how, I guess, what's your take on
that? So the guidance counselor and the social worker do a really great job with kind of like figuring out which students are like very serious as far, I mean, what like serious mental like issues or things that they're dealing with. And they do a good job figuring out who is like, guidance counselor takes on more like, okay, you're struggling with a class, let's talk.
Okay.
Where the social worker, like I said, she really goes deep because some of our students have experienced some traumatic things in their life, and she really does a good job, like the way she talks to them and the activities that they do. Like she may get them to draw like what happened last night. And it's like, whoa. Wow. So it's different. I've never seen that before within the school
system. I feel like a lot of students are deal with a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I mean, just from looking at how a lot of kids are, it's like they want someone, they want to talk to someone.
Definitely.
So it's a lot of parents just send their kids to school, like, look, listen to the teacher, but that's not fair to the teacher. Yeah. The teacher got all these kids, and it's like, but this student is different.
It starts at home. It always starts at home and continues at home.
About as far as they want to talk.
Yeah.
They do. Because I mean, they have a voice, and a lot of them don't realize that or know that.
Yeah.
But once you give them that space to be able to say whatever their truth is, that's it. Wow. It's going to continue to happen. And they just share, like, you know, what's going on.
And they start to flourish.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
Yep.
That's what's up. So are you a part of any other organizations outside of what you currently do for work?
Oh, man. Yes. Probably need to dial it back so I can be less busy. But
go ahead, bro.
I'm a part of this thing called Richmonders Involved in Strengthening Communities called RISC. It's a social justice group.
Oh,
it's made up of 18 different congregations throughout the city. Baptist, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim. And we come together and we look up different issues that are going on around the city. And we kind of like build people power. So we basically have this theory that, you know, the more people, the more power, the stronger the voice, the more we can be able to hold those accountable who can make changes and get laws and different things fixed. Mm-hmm. We can come together and get this done. So that's one thing. Mm-hmm. I just joined the Sister Cities Commission in the city, and they're in charge of fostering relationships with other countries and cities around the world. So Japan, China, two countries in Africa. So they do a lot of work for the city and building that bridge of Richmond to other places.
Okay.
And bringing the culture here in the city.
Right.
Yeah, so if someone wanted to, I guess, help or were interested but didn't know how or where to go to try to help with you guys, what could that
definitely
be?
So I know RISC, RICS, they have a website. They can look them up on Google. Okay. Reach out to me. Mm. Anything. Yeah. I mean, it's all, I mean, Google is definitely like the most accessible thing. You look up anything, social justice or whatever, Richmond, it'll pop up. But yeah, RISC is on, they have their own website.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, outside of your profession and the other organizations you're involved in, what are some other interests of yours or something you see yourself doing in the future or something you'd like to work on soon?
It's a loaded question.
Hey, look, this is the platform for it.
Man, there's a lot. So Sweet Brother Noomsi, or IV, I guess, we did this thing called The Breakthrough about it 2 years ago, and it was creating a platform for up and coming artists.
So you were a part of that. Hopefully
we get that going back again. But out of The Breakthrough, I really want to open up a school for just African American children.
Awesome.
And it'd be a high school, and I want it to be very much like a college setting where you have a schedule, and it's like, hey, you when you get to school, which is like our campus, you choose if you want to go to class or not. You want to go listen to the lecture, or if you want to go spend your time in the cafeteria, or if you want to go out into the community. Like,
okay.
So that's my idea, but you know, we got time. And I'm gonna continue
How do
to
you
build
think that.
That
would work in today's society where, of course, you know, African-Americans as a whole, we coming together, we realizing our power, you know, Definitely. We standing up. How do you think having an all black school, how would that fit into society? You think you would get a lot of black? How would you present that?
Yeah, I mean, it would be tough. It would be tough. I mean, I think a lot of times when we do organize and get together, we do kind of like we're under a microscope and we're kind of looked at as like, okay, what's going on over there? What are they doing over there?
You're going to get a lot of that, though.
What are they teaching? What are they teaching those black kids over there? Yeah. But I mean, you can't, that's navigating out of fear.
So I'm not gonna allow that to get in my mind.
I'm gonna just continue on the path and hopefully, you know, build that people power.
Okay.
So another question. Yeah. So you know, like how most public schools is in February, that's when they try to teach about a lot of, I guess, black history. How do y'all do? Whether like is that just strictly for February, or how do y'all do as far as black history? Because I feel as if a lot of people, they sugarcoat and they let us know what they want us to know as far as black history. When it's It's like, yo, after I graduated, it's like, yo, it's a lot of stuff that I'm learning now in my grown years that they ain't tell us this in school. I guess because they didn't want us to know the truth.
Oh, they don't.
You know what I'm saying? So, and it's
public
like,
education just has a set standard of curriculum that they want to follow.
And so what else?
You know what I'm saying? And I swear to God, Lord willing, by the time my child hits third grade, that's when they start SOLs, that I got a little bit of money to put her in a private school. I do not want to put my baby through that stuff. I do not want to put her through that. I really don't.
I mean, I think that's the reason why I want to start a black school for black children, because it's not being taught. And when it is, it's only being taught during that month.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, here you go. Exactly. Here's a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of power, but
even
that's
that is
it.
Skewed.
We can't let y'all know
I really want the history books to go back to the BC times where we were kings and queens. And
I wish.
You know what I'm saying?
Kings and queens for sure.
Yeah. Oh, we are. But I mean, I want it written.
No, I know.
I want it to be instilled. I want it to be instilled in history. I want Queen Nefertiti. I want all that.
You
know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
I want all that.
I'm at the high on the staff or something.
Hey, look. What's up? Yeah.
African-American
stuff. That's dope. So, We talked about your interests and whatnot, and we can already tell that you're a phenomenal individual and a youth life. I love how highly you speak of Cresco. Like I'm gonna have to look into it with my kid is on her way to high school. I like that. Please. But what are some goals that you would like to reach? Again, whether within your profession, whether you want to be the principal one day, or you assistant principal, whatever, or outside of your profession, what are some goals that you wish to reach?
Definitely. So when it comes to goals, I'm always kind of wavering, like, oh, don't set goals, just live life. But when I do set goals, I'm thinking about maybe doing a school board this upcoming year.
Okay. Look, you just got a whole lot of handcraft.
For the city, city of Richmond.
Thinking about school board.
What else? Of course, the school. I want to start, you know, really getting like a blueprint, getting like the foundational like thoughts, and getting people around the table that want to really invest in the idea really get it manifested.
Yeah.
And outside of that, another goal. I know this is random, but spending more time with my family.
Hey, that's not random. That's a legitimate goal. That's great.
Yeah,
I think we all need to work on that. Spend a little bit more time.
Sometimes it's like subconsciously avoiding family time, but I want to spend more time.
That's understandable.
Sometimes it's healthy. You have those toxic family members. You gotta have some space
for your mental health. You gotta have some time.
Right.
Exactly.
But that is a legitimate goal. Don't feel weird about that. That's awesome.
Just definitely get you that team. You know what I'm saying? When you're trying to sit down and get prepared for opening the school and definitely getting that blueprint, make sure the team is with you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got the same mindset.
For sure.
And you, man, bro, you already know. Like,
you got it right here. I can tell you're very passionate about what you're doing.
Thank you. And I love how you said this was not something that you, you know, you strive for. It just kind of, it was spirit.
It was a calling. It really was. And I love that.
And again, when you can find a profession that you don't feel like you're working, you are blessed. I'm trying to get to that point.
We need more people like you, though.
Yeah, man. It's a lot of kids that need this.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely need more like
you. For sure. Thank you.
Especially that male presence.
That young black male, not women at all, but that positive male black male. And you're young, so and young people take to that. Someone who looks a little hip and trendy, and you know, on the same level they on, they take to that. And, you know,
that's so true.
But all right, man, it's you know, as bad as I don't want to, we can talk all night. This is great, but we got to wrap it up or whatnot. You know, tell our listeners how they can, you know, get in touch with you to kind of follow your work and also, you know, get some more info on Cresco High School.
Definitely. So Cristo Rey Richmond High School. So Cristo Rey, the website is www.cristorayrichmond.org. www.cristorayrichmondhighschool.com. And my email is rtimmons@cristorayrichmond.org.
All right.
Send me an email and I will follow up. I'm here to assist families as much as possible through this whole process, because a lot of families that are families aren't used to a private school application process. So it takes time. So I'm here to assist as much as possible.
Awesome. Thank you. We really appreciate you so much for coming. We really enjoyed having you. This has been one of my favorites.
Thank you.
But all right, y'all. So we're going to wrap this interview up. Again, thank you, Ron, for coming through. We really enjoyed you. And yeah, we're going to head out now. I'm your girl, Crown Vic.
Just Doug.
J Meeks.
And your boy, D. Carey.
And we are the Top Podcast.
We out. Truly opinionated. We do it for the culture. A group of minds came and combined and put some thoughts in order. A platform is all we need to be so filterless. Say what's on your mind, put it all in line. Your own perspective, living legends all in one room. It be so effortless, build it up like it's Tetris. Come with knowledge, so let us in. We doing it straight from the soul. That's how we feeling it, killing in every category. This would be the testimony. A lot of truth, which is as many opinions. So prolific a vision, you won't forget it. We over top of the gimmicks, the side of something new. This for our city ain't stopping until we reach our pinnacle. We got a lot to do, been breaking through, you know what we on. All gas, no brakes, what it takes. Let's set the stage to be great. This is the top for the day. You will see nothing better, beginning of something special. We reaching another level, we pushing forward together. Everybody got ambitions, you know. We on the rise with the top, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, I said what? Everybody got ambitions, you know. We on the rise with the top, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, yeah, you know. Everybody got ambitions, you know. We on the rise with the top, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, I say what? Everybody got ambitions, you know. We on the rise with the top, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, truly opinionated.